Hello everyone and welcome to the 12th episode of the Two Halves podcast with me, Parinita. This episode is called Two Halves and it's kind of like an origin story. So let's rewind all the way back to December 2018. I started reading this book called The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein. And in chapter 7, she talks about this meditation. So I looked for it. And I found Jai Jagdish's Ek Onkar meditation. And man, has it changed my life or what? I wanted to paint my room grey, just like my studio. And I'd been telling my friends about it. But I just didn't know what else to do with it. The first day that I did this meditation, I got this idea of painting my room in silver. And I also had this vision of two displaced semicircles. Like you take a circle, cut it in half, move the right semicircle a little lower, and there's space between these two semicircles. So I was like, wow, that's quite specific. And I knew I had to get down to it. And I was going to start with exactly these two displaced semicircles. I didn't know what else I was going to do. But this was what I was going to start with. And this was my plan for New Year's. So on December 31st, I got two jars of paint. My combination was silver and yellow. And I started my 2019 by making art. And obviously being blissfully unaware of what an artsy year it's going to be. I started with these semicircles and then just added shapes as I went along. The shapes were silver and the space between them I filled with yellow. It took me forever to finish painting my walls. But side by side, I was also looking for inspiration for my next collection. And I had started working on leather puppetry and I started doing my research on it. And I happened to find this video which had the curing of the leather. And I decided, okay, I'm not going to be able to go ahead with this. So I was just sitting there, themeless. Then I came back to my drawing board and I started looking for inspiration again. But I don't know, nothing stuck. And I continued to look. And I still wasn't convinced. And I'm also finishing painting my room side by side. Again, during my meditation, I suddenly realized that I was literally surrounded by inspiration. Like I was sitting in the middle of my next story. I looked at these walls I was painting and I thought, this is my next story. This was me bringing out the artist in me. And this was the inspiration for my next collection. I still had one full wall to paint. But I clicked pictures of the other walls and I made prints out of them on Photoshop. So first week of March, I started making these prints. And by the end of the month, I had almost finished painting all the walls. First week of April was when I finally finished. And I call it Mind Space. Slow and steady for the win. So now I've given my prints to be digitally printed on fabrics. And when I got my samples, they're called strike-offs. And oh my god, I was mind blown. From painting the walls of my room and now to these prints being on fabrics. I was like, okay, wow, this is so crazy. And now it was May. I also decided to make a vision board. Because one thing the universe taught me the year before was to dream a little bigger. Lesson learned. Thank you, universe. So on my vision board, I put up Paris Fashion Week, which was going to be Spring Summer 20. And I had a picture of the Eiffel Tower. And I thought, okay, great now. This is my vision for this year. And it turned out to be like a super fast message to the universe. Only a few weeks later, I got a call from Jamal, who's the producer of Vancouver Fashion Week. They also have something called Global Fashion Collective, where they pick designers from across the world to showcase with them. And they have tie-ups with all fashion shows like New York Fashion Week, Tokyo Fashion Week. And he told me, we've got Paris this year, in September. And then he asked me if I wanted to showcase in Tokyo. And because the universe has taught me a thing or two, for the first time, I had the guts to open my mouth and ask, do you have a spot in Paris? And he said, you want to do Paris? I said, yes, definitely. He said, of course, let's talk about that then. Dream manifestation level 999. Now it's time for my visa and I've realized I have visa fear. Obviously, baseless fear. I got my visa pretty quickly and thankfully, I could get back to my work without any worries. I think they were still deciding on the venue and when it was finalized, he sent me pictures. And I was like, okay, this is just insane. The show was going to be at Palais de la Decuverte and it's a science museum. And it's located in the Grand Palais where all the Chanel shows happen. Next level insane. During the entire process of making this collection, I've cried the most. Out of happiness. Because the things I was making I couldn't believe. Or they just turned out way better than I ever imagined. Or maybe this was the first time I believed in myself. a lot more than ever before. Also, this was the first time I wasn't running around. And I think this was also the first collection where I've had the least amount of things to redo. Usually my prints are the problem. Even this time it was messed up, but it fit right into the collection. And then when I finished this whole collection, that's 39 pieces to be precise. Next big step, the photo shoot. This time I got two models because it's two halves. And this was another crazy epic photo shoot. Me and my best friend shot in her house. And we shot in the front yard, the terrace, the staircase, one full day. And I think we started at 7 in the morning. And of course, I was functioning on zero sleep as usual. Always happens before shoot days. And I don't know if it's excitement or fear. Two sides of the same coin. Oh my god, that's two halves right there. The photo shoot is actually the first time that I see how the outfits look as a whole, with styling and everything. And that's quite frightening. But we got epic shots and we had a lot of fun. And the next week, it was time to go to Paris. So what exactly is two halves? Two halves is this constant chatter that's happening between our head and our heart. It's an ode to the undiscovered artist that's hiding in each one of us. And then we think, I'm not an artist. But guess what? Art is in the way you put exactly 1.5 spoons of sugar in your coffee. It's in how you tie your shoelace. It's in how you cry every single time watching that movie scene, even if you watched it a billion times. It's in how you can remember every dialogue and every episode of your favorite sitcom. It's in how you doodle and write your dreams at the back of every single notebook you've had since high school. It's in how you hum a tune while you walk. It's in how you stomp your feet when something excites you. It's in that folder of poems and stories that you always keep hidden. It's in how you keep your sneakers spotless. It's in how you only like mint chocolate ice cream. It's in the way you tilt your head when you're listening to something. It's in how you see unicorns as normal. Art is in the mess on your work table. It's in how you pick every book in a hardcover. It's in how you write your future predictions on tissues at cafes. It's in how you hate the color yellow. It's in that braid you wear to the beach every summer. It's in the mug you drink tea in every winter. It's in that photo frame you know you should have thrown away in 2015. It's in that French song you listen to on road trips. It's in the compassion you hide in your heart. And art is in the magic that you might be too scared to find when you look inside yourself. Art is anything that you do with love and anything that makes you, you. Next up, my favorite, brainstorming. So few of the words I came up with were mixed media, layers, hidden, tactile, raw, undefined, blurred lines, uncertainty, shine, multidimensional, individualistic, fingerprint, contrast, fit in, stand out, opposites, unapologetic, patches, magic, and read between the lines. So one of the key design elements of this collection was using inverts, because we're talking about head and heart, which is sometimes pulling us in totally opposite directions. So the colors I picked for my prints, I inverted them on Photoshop, and they're almost opposite sides of the color wheel. And if I have a black and white print, and the background is white and the shapes are black, in the invert, the background is black and the shapes are white. Other colors I've picked are yellow and blue, purple and orange, lime green and pink, and I had lots of grays, because there's always a lot hiding in the grays. The overshadowing idea for this collection is mixed media, whether it's in prints or surface development. During my research, I also looked at this book, Sartorial, The Art of Looking Like an Artist, by Katerina Pantelides. And this book is about 60 artists, their signature looks and their style essentials. And in the introduction, she writes, "Our favorite artists aren't shy geniuses hiding behind their work, their personalities too. So distinctive because their creative visions feed directly into their lifestyles, behavior and appearances." And this book has the likes of Banksy, Frida Kahlo, Anish Kapoor, Pablo Picasso, Jackson Pollock, Andy Warhol and Salvador Dali, just to name a few. A key theme I picked up from this book are artist clothes are usually multifunctional, very layered and of course, very individualistic and bold. Another very important design detail in this collection is ruffles. And if we look at how ruffles are made, it's compressing a lot of fabric into a smaller space. Kind of like how our inner artist feels most of the time. We're always repressing our thoughts, our ideas and our actions. Sequence is synonymous to magic. When we shine light on the innermost part of ourselves, all we can find is magic. And we sparkle and we reflect this light back. Another huge design element in terms of fabric was I used a lot of khadi. Khadi, when it's undyed, looks a lot like canvas. And it dyes amazingly into super beautiful bright colors. Again, just like canvas. Two halves is also about recognizing everything around us is art. And because we are what we see, the art we see is also the art we are. So like I was sitting and looking around in my room at these painted walls, my room also had black and white polka curtains. That's another element in the collection. Another print that I made was huge polka, but the polka was like a fingerprint. So on a purple background, I had orange polka fingerprints. And on an orange background, I had purple polka fingerprints. And because this collection is about bringing out the artist in us, I went back and remembered all the times that I felt artsy. And this was when I was in class 3. I had gone to the summer camp with my cousin to this art school. And the assignment was vegetables. And I had painted these vegetables and outlined them with black. Because I'm reading a lot of comics and watching a lot of cartoons. And they all are outlined with black. And when I got back my art book, the teacher had written, "Don't outline everything with black. It doesn't look real." I didn't know a thing about reality then. And I certainly don't know a thing about reality even today. So black outline stuck with me. That's another design element I've used in the collection. And not just a black outline, which translated as piping, but also pink. Neon pink. We're all crazy, aren't we? Of course we are. So my finale outfit had a development of these two semicircles, and they were made with snap buttons. The inside of a four-part snap button. Again, inspired by there's so much hiding inside us. Also another design detail I really love, snap buttons. And of course, the music for the show. I didn't mix a track this time. I found this track on this royalty-free website. And by this time, I had totally lost objectivity. So I think I sent 5 tracks to all my friends. And I said, please listen and tell me which track I should use for my show. Of course, the only 2 people I listened to were my 2 best friends. Because they knew everything about this story inside out. So that was the track I picked for the show. And now we're in Paris. I dragged my sister along with me. One of her best friends was coming and one of my best friends was coming. So we were super excited. And we stayed very close to Champs-Élysées. Which has Chanel, Dior, Balenciaga, Fendi, Zuhair Murad, Elisab, Dolce Gabbana, Versace, Gucci. Stuff that my dreams are made of. My goodness. Full Devil Wears Prada feels. And now, it's showtime. The day of my show, we had fittings the same day. This time I was very smart. I picked a place right next to the venue. So there's no question of my garments not being steamed or something not going on the runway. So my show was at 1 on 30th September. Yep. Exactly 1 year ago. I can't even believe it's been a year. So my fittings were at 8:45 in the morning. I got up, got ready, and I quickly left. And there was a delay because we didn't have racks. And I had asked for footwear to be provided by them, so we quickly finished the fittings. And it was 10 o'clock, and we still didn't have racks. So I told this girl, hey, I'm going to come back quickly. I'll go get ready. I came back, I ran for breakfast. And I don't think I was going to eat because I was so charged. My best friend and my sister were like, please just sit down and eat. You need to eat. I think I had half a croissant, gulped down some coffee and ran up to my room, got ready quickly. I said, see you later, and I ran back. And all the racks were there and everyone's garments were steamed. And I was like, oh my God, this is a flashback of last year. Of course, I had to pull myself together and I was running around for hangers. I don't have any hangers. And I said, you know what? If I don't get hangers, I'm not going to have a show. Obviously, that's being overdramatic. Nothing like that happened. We quickly finished steaming and I had 2 of these girls helping me backstage. And then it was time for my show. Already, the hours went by like minutes. So I was 3rd in line and we had 4 designers at 1 o'clock. And I was obviously standing backstage and freaking out. The first show got over and those models were walking for me, so they had to quickly change. Suddenly, like elves, all these dressers show up out of nowhere. And we were all ready and set up with the lineup in minutes. And I was doing all these last minute checks, tying this, tying that, making sure all things are okay. And it just worked like magic. And then my music starts playing. And I'm like, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. I was so nervous. I was visibly nervous. And everybody backstage were like, why are you so tensed? Your collection is so amazing. But I was like, zzz, buzzing. And then one by one, the models start walking out. And then it was time for me to come out on the runway. And there were these flight of stairs. And I ran down in excitement. And my brain goes, don't do this. You're going to fall on your face. Because I'm very clumsy. Or not. And everyone's clapping and cheering and I'm walking thinking, okay, this is unreal. And I'm walking almost at head ramp and someone said, what an amazing collection. And I turned back and said, thank you so much. One lesson I've learned is to not talk when I'm walking and saying thank you. Because all my pictures are like, And then I come backstage and we're all just hugging everyone. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it's done, it's done, it's done. Obviously, it was over like a flash. And I packed everything and everybody who I met were only saying, your collection was so amazing. This look is my favorite. That look was my favorite. For the first time in my life, I believed every single word that everybody was saying to me. And that's a huge achievement for me to even believe these words. And then I came down and saw my sister and I hugged her and my best friend and we were clicking pictures everywhere. But then my brain suddenly realized, it's all done. Time to shut down the adrenaline. And I swear, I almost had a system shutdown. I could barely walk. All I could do was get from the venue to a hotel, which was next lane. And Jamal asked me to come for the show at 5 o'clock because that was a big show. And I said, I don't think I can. I could barely even sit. And everyone is sitting in my room and watching videos of the show. All the live videos that people had posted. And I can hear the music. And I said, please, please, I need a break. Just do not show me any of these pictures right now. I cannot see any right now. I just needed to distance from it. It was just too overwhelming. Just too much. Too much to even explain. Of course, the sense of accomplishment was on another level altogether. Then we had to go have lunch because we hadn't eaten anything. And I was hanging out to my best friend like a sack of bones. And I was zombying around town. All I could do was sit there, eat. And I think I would have fallen asleep on the table. Going back for a 5 o'clock show was just not happening. And then we got back to the hotel. And I was waiting to talk to my two best friends who had seen the show live. And reading their messages, all I could think of was, man, how much I miss these two. Then I was like, okay, now I can look at all the pictures. And then I was looking at all these posts and people tagging me, all these bloggers. And I was mind blown, thinking, okay, wow, this is epic. Pariha had just showcased at Paris Fashion Week, Spring Summer 20. And if that's not insane, I don't know what is. So there were a few more shows at 8 p.m. Me and my best friend decided to go for that and we were sitting with the photographers at the end of head ramp, waiting for the shows to start, and suddenly my logo Pariha flashes on the screen and we just look at each other and we burst out laughing. Simulation is glitching full on. And then we left. And when we left, the Eiffel was twinkling. And this is something I will never, ever be over. No matter how many times I see it, it's still magical. And even that is an understatement. That night I slept pretty damn well. And the next day was our last day in Paris. And that was it. Over. After that, we were on our way back. And once I got back home, it was only time to hibernate. So 2 years. 2 crazy fashion weeks. Thank you, Vancouver Fashion Week, for putting me on the world map. And 2020 was supposed to be the 3rd year and the 3rd crazy fashion week. But when do our plans ever work out anyway? So according to my schedule, from March to May, I would be doing research on my next collection and planning it. But I couldn't do that this year. Of course, I had started off and I also got strike-offs for my next collection. Top secret. But by the end of April, I realized I was going to do something. Just a different path this time. And that is how this podcast was born. And on 27th April, I sat down and made a plan to start this podcast. And I just knew that it had to be called Two Halves. And this season had to be 12 episodes. Which means this is the last episode of this season. So this collection started off with being painted on my wall, to prints, to Paris Fashion Week, to now this podcast. And if I have to leave you with something today, I hope you realize you are so unique and the world needs you and what you do now more than ever. Take a step, one tiny step, and bring out what you're hiding in you. Because if I can do it, so can you. Write that book, sing that song, make that dish. Finish that blog, upload that video, pick up that instrument, and there is and always will be space for you to be exactly who you are. And no matter how much of a misfit we think we are, when we come together and create, we can bring about massive change. And even if one of us is missing, there's an empty space waiting just for you to come and fill up. And that's exactly what Two Halves is all about. Just sit down for 5 minutes and think about what you would love doing if you ever had more time. And now go and do that. Because art is in who you are and who you choose to be. And this one is dedicated to all the artists that are hiding. I see you. I hear you. I honor you. You inspire me. You make me dream. You make me feel alive. And anything and everything that you do with love is art. And if you have any artsy stories from today, yesterday, from your childhood, or if anyone has inspired you to bring out the artist in you, and what are these tiny little things that you see as art, I would absolutely love to hear your story. You can find me on Instagram and write to me at pariha.designstudio. That's pariha.designstudio. Thank you so, so, so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast. It's the end of season one, and I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. It's been an absolutely crazy and, I must say, very fulfilling journey. Now on to my next. I'm open to ideas, universe. Bring it on. Until next time, whenever that's going to be, the universe is waiting for you to bring out the artist in you. And so am I.